This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The final drive for Houston before the field goal, what led to the decision to play the safeties so far deep in coverage? You probably knew they were looking for the field goal there. Just could you take me through the thought process that led to that?
Which drive? You mean?
Leading to the game-winning field goal.
Yeah, so we have certain calls in certain situations that can protect you from a lot of different things that can happen in that situation. Does that make sense? So you try to get the best of all worlds, obviously not giving up anything over the top, and then having tight coverage depending on what that situation is, if that makes sense to you. So
yeah.
There's different situations, there's different calls for every situation. In that particular situation, that could have come out a lot of different ways depending on where that ball was lined up, if that makes sense. So the call we made called for that situation, and
Sean McDermott pointed to the breakdown being kind of at the feet of Cole Bishop on the 67-yard touchdown to Nico Collins. Can you take us through what happened on that play?
Yeah, it was a miscommunication. It was a miscommunication on how we wanted to play it. We were not on the same page. And we talked about it today as a unit. We have got to be on the same page. We can't be on two separate pages. And even if that page is the wrong page, at least we're on the same page, if that makes sense to you. So, with all rookies, there is going to be growing pains, but we can't have that happen with any player on our team, not just Cole. But unfortunately, that was the result of that play. Happened at an inopportune time. Obviously, every time that's an inopportune time where we're not on the same page. And, you know, we'll get that corrected moving forward.
How big of a boost was Terrell Bernard for you guys?
He did some good things, man. It was good to see 43 out there. You know, I know he was really pumped up, and I saw him today and I said, hey, feel good to be out there. And he just kind of gave a big grin and shook his head. So, you know, specifically, not only what he did in the run game, I know there's some things he'd want to get back, but, you know, that interception, that's what good players do in critical moments of the game, you know. So hats off to him. He battled back, you know, to play, and it was really cool to see, you know, him back on the field running the show.
Your in-game adjustments have been pretty good during the course of the entire season. But what I wanted to ask you was, in the beginning of the game, it seemed like your back end defenders, your safeties and linebackers, they needed to adjust their angles the last 2 weeks in particular as far as against the run. What have you been doing to work with them to get better angles against some of these top-tier running backs?
What do you mean by angles? Are you saying angles
of pursuit? When you see them chasing a running back.
Yeah, that doesn't change. That's not an adjustment. That's a correction, if that makes sense. If we're not taking proper angles to the ball carrier, when I asked you the question, I meant, were you talking about angles and run fits or angles pursuing the football? So we have a certain way we do things. Anything else is unacceptable. And, you know, it's a game of human error. And we have to make sure we stay on top of those human errors and you know, get those corrected, not adjust them, if that makes sense.
Gotcha. And my last question to you, Dwayne Carter has really done an outstanding job the last couple of weeks. What has been your thoughts on the young rookie's play? Made some outstanding plays, good reads yesterday, really did a good job.
Yeah, he really did. I mean, it's always fun to see guys that, you know, he had his first opportunity to start, right? And for him to go out, you know, against a really good AFC opponent and really impact the game while also doing his job, it's really cool to see. And you know, he has to continue an upward trajectory in his play. And he's certainly doing that now and needs to continue.
Obviously not a lot of holes to poke in the defense's performance, especially in the fourth quarter with those turnovers. What I've seen a lot, though, from fans is just on that call that Alex was asking you about with the safeties really deep back. It was a 59-yard field goal. It ended up being, it would have been a 64-yarder, and I think he probably would have made it from there. But just to explain it to fans that maybe don't understand, who say, why wouldn't you put the safeties up closer to try to protect against any kind of yards on that play? But maybe from your perspective, they're not just playing for a field goal in that spot. Is that accurate? Or, I mean, how do you break that down?
Here's what I'll say. That defense, and again, the fact that we didn't get that executed is on me. That is a situational defense for that exact specific situation that you go into it and look, they can do on offense whatever they want to do. They can push the ball vertical if they want to. They can go quick with it in that situation with what we knew that field goal kicker's line was. And then the time and the timeouts become a factor there. So if they have timeouts, the ball can get pushed vertical, even if the ball's in bounds. So there's a lot of things that go into that specific situation, and I won't get into it. To me, it's your number counts underneath. And, you know, we didn't get to where we needed to be. And, you know, the primary coverage was there. We just got to detail up a couple other little things in there.
No, thank you. I appreciate that.
You got it.
And then pass rush wise, you know, you lose Ed, you lose Vaughn for this game. What did you make of Greg's performance? I know he didn't have a sack. According to PFF, he had 6 pressures in the game. What did you think of his performance?
So I think the whole defense needs to start faster, but I think what you saw specifically in that second half, Greg got in a groove. And we just need to get that started faster. Talk to Greg about that. And, you know, Greg's on board with that. And when Greg gets going, Greg can be really, really, really good and very disruptive. And he did some really nice things in the game. And there's some things I know he wants back. So we'll continue to work on him with that and get, you know, make sure that we get the Greg Rousseau we all know and love from the start of the game. And that's really all our players. We just need to start fast.
Obviously, Jets this week and Aaron Rodgers, you guys are really good at changing the picture from pre-snap to post-snap. What's the challenge in doing that with a guy like Rodgers who's kind of seen just about everything you can see in the NFL?
You just said it. He's seen it all. You know, so we got to do a good job of you know, doing exactly what you said, just changing the picture as late as possible on him. It's a challenge. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers is he's one of the best to ever play the game, and there's not a whole lot that's going to fool him. So not only is it disguise, but it's our execution.
You guys got to the quarterback quite a bit yesterday. Maybe didn't finish as much as you like, but you kind of you put some good hits on Stroud. How do you quantify that, you know, making contact with the quarterback and letting them know you're there as opposed to actually bringing them down?
Yeah, that's part of affecting the quarterback, right? That's part of affecting the quarterback. We did a good job. And we really want to capture those moments and you know, put those, you know, in this glass jar over here and take them with us. And we need to just make sure the consistency of the rush, as I said, with, you know, Greg's start and where he ended up, we just need to make sure the consistency of everything we're doing is in line, and we should be in pretty good shape.
And then Lewis Cena has been working with the linebackers the last couple of weeks. What did you guys see in him that you thought might be a good transition?
Yeah, you know, we're just experimenting with a couple different things. You know, we talk about matchup linebackers here a lot, and, you know, we feel maybe he has the potential to do it. We'll see how it goes.
What's the biggest challenge for him, you know, making a switch from safety to linebacker?
Never playing linebacker. Never playing a position. That's, you know, I mean, a little bit of it, you're a little bit like a down safety, but there's a lot of nuances to the game when you're down there the whole game.
Do you have to have a certain amount of instincts to play, make that switch? Because obviously he's going from
I mean, football instincts are football instincts, but, you know, I think that I think it's more the details than anything of the position and the execution of, you know, of what a linebacker has to do versus safety. You know, a lot of the key recognition is the same, but there's different techniques, different things you use down there.
Hey, Bobby, I was curious now, a 5-game sample size for DeMar as a starter full time. How do you feel like he's progressed and how he's been performing, you know, through the
five games? Yeah, I think when you look at DeMar, you know, I think he's done a pretty solid job. He's done a solid job so far. You know, he had the interception, what was it, 2 weeks ago. I feel like he's tackling well. There's some things he needs to clean up. No one's perfect. But we're always looking to improve. Every play on our defense, we're always looking to improve. As soon as you stop looking for that growth, you know, it's going to start going the other way. So I think he's done a pretty admirable job. And you know, there's a lot of areas where we can all improve, including himself.
And then I was just curious, you talked about, you know, the importance of everyone being on the same page when you're out there. And obviously communication, that's safety's job, linebackers, you know, everyone to communicate. But how do you go about during the week working on something like that so that, you know, everyone's on the same page when the game comes around?
That's a great question. So throughout the week, you know, we value walkthroughs as much as we value anything else. So it starts there in our walkthroughs. And it's not only the communication that's happening at the time, it's anticipating what's going to come. So you might be in this check or tool or whatever you want to call it right now, but anticipating it's the NFL and we're playing a lot of these teams that motion a lot. You know, your Miami's, your, you know, we just played Houston, you know, that kind of that Shanahan tree deal. But that's the way the NFL is going. Everybody's using different types of motions. So it's anticipating those motions and then making sure that you don't let in practice and walkthroughs that communication element slide from where you're going. So two things, making sure that in walkthrough and practice, that's part of your emphasis. And then also making sure that, you know, it's not just what you're in, it's what you're going to be in, anticipating motions, if that makes sense. So, and that communication to a whole side of the defense, you know, and not only a whole side, but the whole defense at times. So that's how we emphasize that.
I wanted to ask you about Dorian. It seemed like in the communication before that final defensive play, Dorian seemed a little late getting onto the field.
Yep.
I think Sean alluded to some miscommunication. You know, how's that happen in that spot?
So, Jay, the way that it goes is we have a lot of different personnel packages in the potential situations that we could have been in. And again, I already said at the time, yard line, kicker line, distance from yard line to kicker line, all those type of things. How much time is actually going to be left on the clock? They got two timeouts, bang. So we're going through all our situations, and there was a miscommunication in there. You know, in the end, it's on me to make sure that happens. There was obviously something that went wrong there because he needed to be on the field, and we'll make sure that doesn't happen again. But there's a lot of different situations you could be in. That is not an excuse. There's a lot of different personnels, if that makes sense. So, you know, we just got to make sure in all that chaos, you know, we breed calm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.